Welcome everybody once again to Oh, a Sopranos podcast. My name is Joe Spellman. This is
David Feudernick.
And this is
Paul Gullius.
And we're talking episode 11.
We've been doing this for 11
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah, yeah. We should pat ourselves on the back.
We should.
Good job, guys. We're rounding out the first season here. We only got two more eps after this.
What is the name of this episode? Why
Nobody
am I blanking?
Nobody knows anything.
Nobody knows anything.
I think it's one of my favorite titles of an episode, actually.
It's pretty great.
I like the episodes that have sort of like double meanings or like ones that like people actually speak
like
in dialogue.
Say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they have like a broader connection.
Tony says it, right?
Well, first, Paulie says it. So in this episode, Pussy gets a mysterious backache, and they're talking about him going to the doctor. And, you know, Paulie says, when it comes to backs, nobody knows anything. And then later in the episode, when Pussy goes missing, Tony says it to the guys, you know, I can't find Pussy anywhere. Nobody knows anything. But I think that speaks to a larger theme of the episode and actually the entire series. But we'll get into that. Let's do.
Because everyone's stupid; they don't know anything.
Right.
It's true. That's
everyone's
basically
dumb.
My point. So yeah, that's the podcast. No, but yeah. So this is the episode where Pussy comes down with his backache while he's in the bordello. They think he's having a heart attack, and it turns out that Paulie spoke to somebody who like ran the tests on Pussy and said, you know, there was actually nothing wrong with his back. And Tony starts talking to Melfi about, like, oh, what mental symptoms could cause a backache, and she says,
a doctor for the Jets.
Secrets. Oh, yeah. That's who he spoke to. And at the same time, you know, Tony's interested in this because McKazian, our good old friend Vin McKazian, John Hurd, reveals to Tony that Pussy's wired for sound. And then also in this episode, the big development that's leading us into the penultimate and the ultimate episode of the series is Livia basically puts into action
a hit on her son.
Junior calling a hit on Tony.
Didn't they think that maybe she would say that to him?
Didn't who think?
I don't know, Tony.
What do you mean?
Like that everybody's mother was there? And maybe that might piss off Junior.
yeah. I guess that's a good call.
I don't know.
I don't think that it's as they do it because they think that the feds are not gonna think of these guys coming to go see their mothers at the nursing home. They're not but obviously they do because we find out that the feds are recording like Livia's room. Like, they end up playing that tape of Uncle June and Livia talking about the hit on Tony. Tony. So, wasn't that smart, you guys. Pretty transparent, actually.
Yeah, everybody's dumb.
Yeah.
Nobody knows anything.
But yeah, the reason that Livia does this is, like, because Tony finally sells the house. And he comes to, like, let her know, and she is not happy. And then the very next scene we see her, and she's talking to Junior. She's like, you know, she says to Junior that, like, all these capo's mothers and Johnny Sack is coming here with his mohair suits.
Right.
And he's like, suits? The pleurisy? He's been here multiple times, Johnny Sack? but yeah, and then that basically makes Junior call up Mikey Palmese and be like, let's put this thing in motion.
Right.
But yeah, it's kind of like a bit of a wild ride with that Tony goes on trying to figure out if Pussy's the rat or not.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
so at first he's like in denial and he's like, it's not him. And then,
right,
like, McKazian like pushes it and he's like, no, maybe it is him.
Right. Yeah. I mean, because McKazian is telling him that he spoke to somebody like in the FBI, I guess.
Or on some task force.
Some task force. Yeah. And Tony says he wants to see the 302, which I guess is whatever like documentation that would actually prove that Pussy is the rat.
Yeah, it's a 302. Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I used to work at the FBI.
I believed you for half a second. I was like, I was impressed. Yeah.
Joe was the secretary at the FBI. He did a lot of paper filing.
I was an administrative assistant. It was the first job I had out of college.
But you were also feeding info to the mob.
Yeah, that too. Right, yeah. That's why I got out of it. Because you know how it was too dangerous.
Right. You know how they always send the cold cut platters to the FBI?
Yeah.
Who do you think was eating them?
Yeah. Yeah, it was me.
This guy was waiting for the gabagool to come.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tony goes over to Pussy's house, and Pussy's back is hurting. He talks to Pussy's son, and he starts saying to Pussy, like, oh, you know, if you're, don't ever forget that you have friends who would die for you. And Pussy's like, yeah, I know. But then after that scene, it was a little weird to me. Like, that Tony goes straight to Polly and is like, Pussy's wired.
Right.
I'm 90% sure.
Yeah.
What do you think it was in that scene that like tipped Tony off? Like I don't know.
No,
it wasn't clear to me.
Yeah.
Like I guess Pussy was talking about like, oh, you know, I got
talking about the money for his son's college.
Right. Right. And he's like, oh, I feel like somebody put the maloika on me, you know.
I think that's it because he's like
he's in such a desperate spot.
Yeah. And he's just so down on himself.
Okay. Right. That makes sense. But then Tony's like, I'm 90% sure, but we need to be 110% sure if we're going to fucking kill our best friend, right?
Right.
And then he sicks Paulie on him, and Paulie rolls up with his Godfather theme horn tries to...
I'm putting that in my car, I'm telling you.
I know. I'm telling you, serious about it.
Somebody plays it on our street just about every single day. Somebody hits that.
Wait, that's
like the Mexican La Cucaracha.
Yeah.
I tried to do an impression of a horn, and then, like, it just sounded terrible.
Slipped into a Mexican tune.
El Padre de los Dios. El Dios.
But Paulie takes him for a schvitz so that Pussy could take his clothes off in front of him, and he could see if he was wearing a wire.
Take your clothes off.
It's a very awkward scene.
Yeah.
And Pussy is rightfully like, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah,
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
He kind of has a good excuse. He's like, I got high blood pressure. My doctor told me to stay away from steam and sauna.
He could have still stripped down.
I still wanted to see it.
Yeah.
You guys ever been in a sauna like that naked?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, so have I.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Did you ever go to the Russian baths?
With like my penis?
In the East Village?
No.
No,
I went to Caesar's sauna in Atlantic City.
Oh, nice.
Oh, how was that?
It was great. Me and Coco were naked.
You enjoyed Coco? Friend of the pod?
Yeah.
Soon to be guest.
Yeah, kind of weird, though, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
dick's all fucking...
Take your clothes off. Do we know for a fact that...
Your dick's got all this dew just dripping off? Then?
Ugh.
Anyway.
All right.
What?
My dick doesn't have dew.
Sweaty dick.
Yeah, when you take a schvitz, dude, your whole body is all dewy. Anyway.
Then Syl
tells Tone, you know, I heard he's into him for 30 large.
Right. So McKaysey and the guy who's telling them that Pussy's a rat owes Pussy $30,000.
So it's another twist.
A little suspicious.
Yes.
But Tony, you know, again, is like, well, it doesn't mean he's lying. It just means he has a reason to see Pussy dead.
Right.
Which is pretty ballsy on McKaysey's part.
Yeah.
But hold up, though. Do we know for a fact that Pussy is working with the FBI at this point?
I was going to ask you that. I don't know.
Well, because in season two, spoiler alert for those of you who are watching the show for the first time, in season two, they're like... They come to that realization that he had already been busted before. But we don't know if he was wearing a wire for sure.
Right.
We know that he was busted.
He was busted earlier. But it seems like when they were writing this, they didn't know.
Yeah, probably.
I think that's probably true.
Like, do you think that I don't know who directed this episode, but do you think they told Vinny Pastore to like play it as though he was the rat? Or do you think, like...
I think they told
him
to
play
it.
How do you think he was playing it? Yeah.
I think he was playing it like he wasn't.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Like that he...
There were some suspicious...
Yeah, but in general, I think, like, on the couch, he was playing it.
Well...
Like, or when he's sitting in the chair, like, he's playing it like he doesn't know what he's talking about. Like,
right.
I don't think he is compromised at this point.
This episode was directed by Henry Bronstein.
Okay. Don't know that guy.
Your favorite.
The Bronch, dude.
Renzulian Bronch, man. That's
yeah,
quite
Renzulian Bronch.
That's quite a duo.
A dynamic duo.
Frank Renzulli did write this episode.
Oh, yeah. You can definitely tell.
I'm cooling off from my Renzulli fandom a little bit. A little bit.
But,
okay, so when they were writing this, they
didn't... Get me out of the Ren fair.
I take back my life, my laugh on that one. That was not funny.
No, you can't.
I love it. I loved it.
Nice.
Of course you did, Spells. But yeah, so if the writer's room didn't even know, that just speaks to nobody knows anything. Again, it's like, and I think that speaks to a huge theme of the series is just the ambiguity of things, right?
Right.
Like professionals don't know things from experience. You know, people aren't judged as like black or white, good or evil. You know, there's a lot of ambiguity going on. Does Livia really know that she is setting up her son to be killed? She speaks. I think she does.
Yeah,
but
ultimately.
She speaks so ambiguously. Like she's not saying to Junior, "Oh, let's go have my son."
Yeah,
whacked.
But she's
clearly,
been in this family for decades.
Up.
Like
right.
She knows that. Like that's how you talk. That's probably how she talked with Johnny Boy.
But when
you know?
She sees that Junior's like you know all fired up, she's like, "Oh, what did I say? I should have kept my mouth shut." You know, like nothing's crystal clear and clear cut and. That is a theme that goes obviously to the final moments of the show of the series, right?
Right.
With the cuts of black, but yeah, I think that's really hit home in this episode. But ultimately, Tony decides that Jimmy's the rat, the other fat fuck with black hair.
Now. He was clearly told to act like he was the rat.
I hope so, because
he really was.
Yeah.
Everything is like so purposeful. He's like touching the punching bag and stuff.
Yeah,
it's like so either overly directed or like it's
what
he's
gonna
so
do with the Colombian money.
Right.
You could see him in
here.
You could see him in his brain being like, touch the punching bag, then turn to Tony, say the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust that actor to really execute ambiguity well.
Yeah, he's not the greatest.
And,
no.
Which is
his brother,
why
his
he's
brother,
killed off in the next episode.
His brother a bit better than him.
His brother? Yeah.
Michael Badalucco.
Oh.
From The Practice and Summer Sam.
Oh, what's that guy's name? This guy.
I think
Jimmy
it's Joseph Badalucco.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so Jimmy was also busted this episode, and he suspiciously comes back pretty soon, starts talking to Tony and poking around with, what are you going to do with that Colombian money that they scored
all the way down to
episode.
Not wanting to have some of Carm's lasagna. Very
Which is
suspicious.
The most suspicious. Oh, yeah. Tony,
oh, really?
Tony...
With the basil leaves?
Sweet sausage?
The sweet sausage?
That guy's turning down the basil leaves and the sweet sausage? I don't think
no
so.
Way.
I don't think so, guy. Not that fucking guy.
And, of course, Tony like flies over to the Bing, and he's like, it's fucking Jimmy. It's fucking Jimmy.
He turned down the lasagna.
Yeah. I do think, although the performance is great, when Tony finally confronts Paulie, like, did you do it? Because he thinks that Paulie might have jumped the gun and killed Pussy. He's like, did you fucking do it? Did you fucking do it?
He would have known.
I feel like he, I don't know, they played that moment up for drama's sake. Like, all Paulie had to do was be like, no, and he was. And then, but Tony was still like, he had him by the cuff against the refrigerator. He's like, may your mother die of cancer of the eyes. You know?
Yeah,
like,
weird.
No, he says no. You could clearly tell that, like, Paulie walks in, he's like, hey, fellas. He wouldn't be like that if he fucking murdered one of his best friends.
Also, he would have gotten word to Tony, like, it's done.
I know that, like, Tony was just, like, fired up because his adrenaline was probably going because he thought he might have accidentally had his best friend killed.
Right.
But still, like, in that moment, like, I don't buy that reaction as much as Gandolfini sells it.
Right.
Isn't that scene, like, when he died, I feel like that scene was, like, bandied about, like, it's like his best acting because he goes through so many like range of emotions.
What
there.
when Pussy dies?
No, Tony, when he when he confronts Polly in the scene we were just talking about.
Oh.
He, like, I feel like I saw, like, a video, like, that shows, like, how he's, like, experiences rage and then, like, sorrow.
For that specific
and
scene.
And then, like, he fear. Laughs.
Wow. I mean,
like,
yeah.
He does go through, like, a,
yeah.
like a
oh,
huge
yeah.
range of emotion.
Yeah.
Emotion,
wild.
Emotions
and Gandolfini nails every one.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's just, yeah. It's the same thing that comes back again and again in season one. Like, it just, some of the stuff just doesn't ring as true as it does in later seasons.
Yeah.
With better writing and maybe directing, I guess.
Yeah, what are we going to talk about when we get to season two and, like, the show's always, like, really good?
not always, man.
Yeah, not always, Dave. Oh.
More
D-girl?
More consistently, yeah. Fucking D-girl.
No,
And then, of course, the other big development in this episode is Mikasian takes a header off the Pulaski Skyway. Is that what
yeah.
it is?
Yeah. No.
That's not
Route
different
1
bridge.
Skyway.
Different bridge.
Route 1 bridge?
Yeah, I don't know where that is.
But
Route 1 Joe, goes... you're our Jersey expert.
I mean, Route 1, I don't know where it goes. Route 9 goes down, like... all the way down New Jersey, and like 1 and 9 connect, I believe.
You took that on the way to the FBI headquarters every day.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It was in Cape May.
Ah.
And I lived in New York, so it was a 4-hour drive.
Let me ask you, you ever see anybody jump off a bridge before, guys?
No.
I figure it happens all the time in Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
moments
nor do
before,
I want to.
Before he jumps, he's stuck in traffic.
Mm. Yeah, we've all been there, boys.
Oh, boy.
I mean, That was me. That is me.
Yeah. Hitting the horn
same
for no
Mikasian,
reason.
Same, same.
Like, the horn always works.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come yeah. on. Clearly, like, construction happening or
right.
something.
Hey, make way for the cop.
Right. Yeah, that one
hey,
the one
cop
traffic
vehicle.
Cop just, like, let the guy pass.
Yeah, and there's
to
a cop
go
who's
kill
just,
himself.
Like, out directing traffic, like,
right.
going up to cars.
Right,
like, what?
Right. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, but so, Mikasian, you know, what do you think ultimately put him over the edge? Was it the traffic, or do you think it was just basically, oh, he had been, like, busted in the bordello?
Right.
Maybe because Tony wasn't nice to him.
Yeah, we get a little, like, weird scene with Tony and the madam of the bordello that they all frequent.
So contrived.
I never really had a problem with it until, again, like, this rewatch. Like, yeah. it just feels a little...
Let's get all this exposition out about Mikasian.
Right. You know, she's like, oh, he always liked you, Tony, you know, trying to make us feel bad, you know. At least
I don't
knew.
Buy that for a minute that he was consistently talking about how much he liked Tony and how
right.
Tony was always in his corner.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. Maybe.
I do think this episode, they do something that they do a lot in the series, or at least semi-frequently, is they the episode in which a character dies or the episode before a character dies, they really make you sort of, like, sympathize with the character. This episode, we get a little backstory. You know, Vin Mikasian's talking to Tony about how he was a little kid and his dad used to come home drunk and beat his mom. He used to hide under the bed.
Right.
You know, this and that. They're trying to get you, you know, to care if this guy fucking offs himself at the end.
Right.
But they do that a lot. I mean, what are, like, can you get, like, the obvious one is Ralphie.
Members only. Oh.
Oh, well, yeah, that's another good. I was going to say Ralphie, they, you know, with the episode he dies,
only.
They make his son get an arrow to the chest,
right.
and brain damage,
right.
and you're feeling bad for him. He's like almost. He's talking to a priest. Like he's changing. He's being reformed.
Oh
and
man,
then, yeah,
yeah. I can't wait to get to that episode because Joey Pants is so fucking good in in the hospital.
And I think he won
God.
For that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
As he should have.
Yeah,
but then also, yeah, members only. Eugene Pontecorvo.
We get that, like, set up. We see his character a little more.
Right.
And, like, he has that chance to, like, make something of himself and, like,
right.
get
his
that inheritance.
Dream
and,
to move to Florida,
right.
save his son who's addicted to drugs. He needs
right.
to get him out of that environment.
Right.
And then,
do
yeah.
it to Vito, I guess, maybe? I don't know.
And, oh, Vito? Oh, well, yeah, that's sort of like
a whole season,
yeah. But really... You don't really give a shit about Pontecorvo until that episode.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
And then Ray Curto dies that same episode, right?
Yes.
And we see Ray Curto being busted along with...
Yeah, because Eugene goes... Because they're like, we need you to step up, Eugene.
Yeah.
And he's like, was Ray Curto a rat?
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody knows anything.
But do you think? Yeah. Right. But do you think that that
Ray Curto, this episode also busted in the bordello?
That's what I'm saying. You think this episode was like
was where
he started
possibly,
to be a rat?
Possibly, because it seems like he was a rat for a long time,
longer than Pussy.
Maybe. I mean,
longer than Jimmy.
Yeah, but like he wouldn't turn over like charges of being in a bordello,
right? Unless they got him on other stuff.
Yeah, who knows what the
maybe
hell
he was
else
working
is
with
like...
them even before that, and like he is another person that might have gotten out quickly.
Oh, that's true.
True.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that could have been the start. Who knows? It could have been going on longer. You never really know.
No, you don't know. But you don't know.
Nobody knows anything.
Nobody knows. That's why Tony wants to see the 302.
And of course, he doesn't get to. But. No. Yeah, anything else we liked, what we didn't like?
I mean, I do love that it's a little heavy-handed, but I do love that Vin puts his badge in his, like, facing out, like, in his pocket before he jumps.
Before he jumps, yeah.
It's like, sure. He's like,
wants, nice little touch.
Like, wants to be remembered as a cop.
Yeah, yeah.
And not a piece of shit.
Right. Well, he was a piece of shit cop.
He was.
I got the picture of Livia in a bathing suit when Tony.
you enjoyed that, right?
Oh, very much so.
Tony
You're
talks.
Like, man, to be her physical therapist.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony talks to the director of Green Grove, and she mentions that Livia is doing like aqua therapy or something. Which, my mother?
Huh?
But not a pleasant image.
No, not really.
Oh, I was going to say, so they hint at it, but do you guys think that, I don't think they were like fucking, but do you think Livia was like romantically interested in Junior at all? I don't think he
was really
interested
in her.
They really
do hint at it.
They really do.
But like when Carmela comes to visit, she's like, do you have makeup on? And then, you know, when Tony's talking to the director at Green Grove, she's like, oh, how she looks forward to your uncle's visits. And like,
yeah.
Like that kind of shit. Do you think it's a romantic thing? And then also when she's talking to Carmela, it's a little bit like Livia's protesting too much. She's like, she brings it up. She's like, oh, you think I'd, you know, sully my husband's good name by being with his brother?
Right.
You know, and
maybe,
Carmela
maybe,
never even
maybe
said
she
anything
does,
like that.
Maybe she does. I mean, because she feels so guilty about it, like, you know, to come out and say it.
Right.
I think maybe she does, you know, because she's so lonely.
Right.
Anyway, like, yeah. And...
maybe she sees it as like a like flirting thing, like, but Junior obviously doesn't.
It might strictly just be that he does make her feel important, that he does listen to her, that he takes what she has to say and like acts, you know, like she's able to influence the world through him, whereas she otherwise feels abandoned and unlistened to. You
right.
know? So I don't know. I'm just glad we never got that sex scene.
Oh God!
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a scene I'm glad I didn't see.
And but what else?
Junior going down on Livia.
Oh God!
Come on!
Come on!
What? Come on! You guys were thinking it.
I absolutely was.
South
not.
Of the border, down Mexico way.
You got the Spinelli's cannolis, not Stop and Shop ones.
Ah, Stop and Shop. Yo, Stop and Shop ones weren't that bad where I grew up.
Guys. Yeah, they were okay. Yeah, Stop and Shop's not bad.
Yeah,
Stop and Shop cannolis.
But it's,
yeah, but you know,
it's not Mazzucato's. You know,
it's not Spinelli's.
Yeah,
it's not anything that has an Italian last name that makes cannolis.
Yeah, there were a lot of heavy-handed things, like I guess in this. I don't know.
Gravano.
What happened to Gravano?
Yeah, you thought that was too much?
I don't know. Maybe.
Cool. Well,
cool.
And that's the podcast.
Oh, cool. No. We're done?
No. I don't know. What else you got, Spells?
I don't know. Kind of want to know what's up with that money that he's got, that Jimmy Altieri was asking him about.
Colombian money.
That was, well, we saw what happened. That was in the previous episode.
Oh, right.
When
right.
It was like, this is a score of a lifetime. And that's, when they kill Paulie, puts a bullet in the Colombian's head.
Yeah.
And they got like the suitcases of money.
Right.
Yeah. I knew that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were referring to, like, I kind of want to know if they were able to fingerprint money. Because that's definitely something they could do.
Yeah.
At least with Tony Soprano, you know where you stand.
Yeah, that's what Vin apparently said to the madam about Tony.
I think I probably would have left that scene on the cutting room floor. Just
yeah.
But hey, good for the actress.
Scene with Mikey Pummies and
the maiden.
Oh yeah. Yeah, good, she was great.
Good for her. The madam.
The scene with Mikey Palmese and his wife was kind of weird.
I remember.
I kind of like it. I think it's funny. I love their little rapport.
Yeah.
Because he's such a prick.
Yeah.
And she's so dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember like first watching the show and like thinking that they were very funny.
Oh yeah.
That like the two of them are just like so fucking stupid.
Yeah. I love that they have a kid named Francis Albert.
Yeah. And then she goes, oh, it's not a Brown. It's
like, Brown.
Brown.
It's a Brown,
it's like,
babe.
It's a Brown, babe.
But also ridiculous that guy, Chucky Signore, I think his name is, who's up like carrying the thing. He's just like, oh, about that thing? Junior says we're going to like find a guy to do it.
Yeah.
Just
so
right in front
obvious,
of a wife.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
so like, yeah. Like,
maybe.
Mikey,
yeah, they're all stupid.
Mikey
yeah.
deserves what's coming to him because, like, oh my God, why would you ever tell your wife that that's happening?
Yeah,
that seems like
so stupid.
Yeah,
but she doesn't tell anybody, right?
I don't think so.
No,
it's still a huge liability.
Exactly,
but you know she was running around
for you and for her.
Have you not learned anything from Bobby Sanfilippo? You know, like talking about Junior.
Oh yeah,
pussy.
No, you know, like. You know, later on that night, she got the coffee to the face instead of the pie.
Yeah.
Put that decaf on her fucking head.
Ooh. abusing women.
Yep. There's a lot of it in the show.
Yeah. So if you're watching it, get ready.
Yeah. If you're watching it and you're like, man, there's too much cancer and not enough abusing women this season, just wait.
Call back.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah. You know, better episode than last week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not that that's
yeah.
saying much.
But really,
they set up the last two episodes of the season
and
well.
The like,
cool
the final
plot.
Two, yeah.
Some of the dialogue were like, eh.
Yeah.
But the plot and
some good
story
acting.
Storylines are
and
great.
Some good acting
oh,
with a not great script.
Right. There's always good acting.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Jimmy Altieri. Who's never coming on, I guess, our podcast because we badmouth him.
Sorry, Joey Badalucco.
That guy has an heart attack? Come on.
Yeah, come on. All right, so we're trying a new segment that we basically used to, Professor Paulie and I used to do a podcast with our friend Kevin, and the entire podcast was basically Fuck, Marry, Kills.
Or Would You Rathers.
Or Would You Rathers.
But.
So pour one out for that. What was the name of that podcast?
Slow Clap.
Slow Clap, that's right.
Yeah. It sounded great.
Joe was one of two guests that we had on.
Yes.
We all got. Absolutely hammered when Joe came on.
Yes.
Find that episode. Actually, I don't even know if we ever put that episode out.
I think it's somewhere online. Look up Slow Pod, Slow Clap Pod.
Also, if you're curious, we do drink during this podcast, but we're not
normally,
drinking now.
My fiance has got me on Whole 30. For those of you who don't know, it's not easy. It's a diet that involves no dairy, no sugar, no alcohol, no all the good stuff.
Okay, cool. Can you
anyway.
Introduce the segment?
So that's why you know we're like not drinking anyway. So this is a Fuck, Marry, Kill. We decided we'd do a little Fuck, Marry, Kill. For those of you who don't know this classic game, you're given three people, and you decide who you would fuck, who you would marry, and who you would kill.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Well, yeah. I thought I'd still explain it myself. Right? So you're right. It is self-explanatory because explained by myself.
Cool. Do we want to take this whole thing over again?
No, not really.
Okay, let's keep going. All right.
No, I think it was like a sick intro.
Real smooth, quick,
pretty sick
easy.
Intro. I feel like people learned a lot through the intro.
So why don't you go ahead and
all right.
Offer up your fuck, marry, kill.
All right. So I'll go with my first one. Cookie.
Ah.
Min.
Oh, no.
Or Polly's mom.
Oh, no.
His actual aunt.
Okay. Cookie.
Cookie like is the one with the glasses.
With the big, yeah, like Coke
the really
glasses.
She's the one who Chucky is her son. Oh, the principal.
Okay. Oh, right.
Min is the one who looks like a Muppet who
Polly smothers to death with
Who robs and she calls him a little. He was always a little shit.
Okay.
And then he kills her.
Yeah.
With his bare hands, and then Polly's mother.
This one's easy for me, actually, given the choices.
Go ahead.
I wonder if we're all going to have the same here.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kill Min. She was the worst.
For sure.
She was so fucking obnoxious. Yes.
I mean, she and Cookie are both pretty
not
horrible.
Not marrying or having sex with that woman.
No.
You're not having sex with any of them. We're not really having sex with these people.
You have to. That's a part of the game.
This is the thing, Spells.
That's why it's hard, dude. You have to actually have sex.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
you marry Nucci. Polly's mom and you fuck Cookie.
That's what I was gonna say.
I would agree.
Yeah, okay,
she got them glasses.
Oh, that's why you're fucking her.
Yeah, you gotta fog up.
Spells likes those.
You gotta fog up them glasses.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Also, she's got that mean streak, and it's gonna be like some angry ass sex.
Yeah, ooh. Babe.
All right. Yeah.
Also, Cookie. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Why? Yeah. That's a little.
It's like kind of.
It's a little kind bedroom
of, that's
name.
That's pretty sexy.
Yeah. You know she fucked back in the day.
The thing about cookies is they taste good.
Mm, yeah, I like cookies.
Mm. All right, Professor Paul, you got one?
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Yeah, wish I could have a cookie, but I'm on hole 30. So.
All right. We'll start off with this one. Okay. Lorraine Caluzzo.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yes.
Fran Felstein. Or Annalisa Zucca, the mob boss from Commendatore.
Baby.
Fucking woman boss.
Oh, baby.
Wait, who's of course, Lorraine is the Madame Shylock.
Yes, Madame Shylock.
The, like, female capo.
Hey, Paul. Yo, Paul Lee.
Paul Lee. Hey, Paul Lee, Sill. Yeah.
I'd like for you to meet the love of my life, Jason something Italian.
Yeah.
Wait, so it's who
Wait,
again?
Who's the second one? Fran Felstein?
You sure you guys haven't been drinking? Yeah, Fran Felstein is the happy birthday, Mr. President.
Yeah, okay. I'm definitely killing Fran Felstein. I'm marrying Annalisa.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but we're saying if you marry somebody, you're not having sex with them, right? Because then it's like you're both like
it's like a typical marriage.
Platonic
marriage.
Right.
Actually, no. Then I'm gonna marry Lorraine and I'm gonna have sex with Annalisa. Mm.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing.
That's probably I think another three way agree on this.
And also, you know, I mean, Lorraine gets killed, so then you get her money, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And Annalisa's living the good life over in Italy. You're gonna be. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. And she's the boss.
Yeah.
She's the boss.
The boss.
So, you know, that would be a lot of fun.
All right.
And you know, a big pet peeve of mine is like people's fingernails being everywhere, like toenails, clippings. And remember, she had the woman like taking them away.
Hmm.
So, you know, they'll never be around.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
It's nice.
Spells, you want to go or do we save it? You want to save it?
Because
you have one and
we have
a
multiple.
Bunch.
I can go.
Okay.
I guess. I did this one because I kind of realized, like, it's maybe somewhat strange that we're talking about fucking, what woman we want to fuck and marry and kill.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all just in jest. It's all jokes. Mm-hmm. So, I did, Mikey Palmese. Jimmy Altieri.
Oh, God.
Yep.
And Bigfoot.
Okay. Let's break it down here.
Yep.
who's the best to their wife in this?
Oh God. You okay, Spells?
Yes, yeah.
I guess we don't really
I
see
I guess we
Jimmy
don't see Jimmy, and... so maybe Jimmy.
Puss is
horrible to Ange.
Yeah, he's terrible. Is? Like yeah, remember
he cares
season two episode
her.
where she's like she feels sick to her stomach anytime he comes home, like
and he's like oh, yeah. and he's like Sal, you dreaming.
Yeah, so probably Mikey.
Yeah, they have a good little rapport.
Right.
Yeah.
So that means you're.
And I guess you're gonna. So you're gonna. I guess ooh. you fuck Pussy because hey, at least his name is Pussy. Okay. And then you kill Jimmy, you get points with the Soprano crew.
Yeah.
For killing Jimmy.
Wow. I will just follow your lead on that because really, there's no pleasant answer for that.
Dude, I'm fucking Mikey.
None of us have thought about fucking
Wait, are you...
Pussy. Oh, you're fucking Mikey.
Yeah, because then I could like fuck him and leave.
You can't fucking leave the other guys? What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, I just don't want to be around
you're
him.
Stuck under them because they're big fat fucks.
Oh, yeah.
You're
oh,
stuck.
What, they're yeah. they're fucking you in missionary, man?
Wait, that,
they're
that's
laying
how they're
on
doing
top of you? Or you're fucking them?
I'm fucking them.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't want to be fucking that fat ass.
Dude, I don't think you have a choice. I think whatever they
so,
want, I think happens.
Mikey Palmisi, I'm gonna marry Big Puss because he's Puss, and I'll kill Jimmy Altieri. Sure to score points with the Sopranos crew.
Okay, all right,
okay.
Let's hear it, Feudy.
So since we're talking about we mentioned Angie, let's say Charmaine Bucco.
Okay,
Angie Bumpensero, Rosalie Aprile.
Ooh, this is kind of hard.
Three women with redeeming qualities. One of them isn't in the mafia. So that's good, you know. But she's a ball breaker.
Yeah. I think Rosalie is the hottest.
I agree. I think Charmaine. I think Charmaine is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'd rather have sex with Rosalie.
Yeah.
I'm going to have sex with Charmaine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other two?
Angie Bumpensero and Charmaine
Angie.
Bucco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Killing Ange.
Sex Charmaine, kill Ange.
Sex Charmaine. Or no. So,
marry Rosalie.
But I would
yeah.
reverse
yeah,
Charmaine
okay.
and Rosalie. I would marry Charmaine.
Yeah.
And I would have sex
really?
With Rosalie.
After,
yeah.
after watching her like break Artie's balls the entire series?
Yeah, but she like means well for Artie. You know?
True.
She's always breaking his balls anytime. It's only like when he's around fucking
it's only
Tony.
Every time he's around.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. But I think I think she is a good wife.
Yeah.
She always has like Artie's
she
best
is.
Intentions. In
she
life.
Is.
I'm most attracted to her out of all three.
Yeah.
Sure, I mean, I am too, but.
Yeah,
on.
Dude. You think
come
about
on.
Her a lot?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you're weird.
All right. Moving on, we got this one. Father Phil.
Okay.
I
like
Dr.
snore.
Dr. Elliot Kupferberg.
Oh, another snorer.
Okay.
Or Hugh DeAngelis, Carmella's father.
I had one with Hugh, and then I took it out. well, I would marry Hugh.
Good call.
Hugh is great.
Who's the better lover, Father Phil or Dr.
I mean,
Elliot Kupferberg?
Probably. Oh, that's really tough. I mean, Elliot Kupferberg has had sex, so
yeah.
We're assuming,
right?
He has a daughter.
It's got a daughter.
So yeah, I would have sex with Elliot Kupferberg and kill Father Phil.
Wow.
Yeah, same.
Wow, typical Jew.
Sacrilege.
Yeah, same. I'm with the Jew here.
That dude has, he's eating all the ziti. Stop fucking eating all the ziti, bro.
True.
And he's fucking annoying.
Real
yeah,
Father
he is
Phil.
Annoying. He's such a loser.
Just, you know, confess your love to Carmella already. you got another one? I don't have it. Oh, off the top of my head? Nah.
Come back to
you. Come back.
Okay, fine. I'll do one off the top of my head. Okay.
Off the top of the dome, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. The guy who goes, oh, shit, when Phil gets his head run over.
Well, that's
okay.
Like a kid.
No, it's not.
It's a guy.
No, it's a guy. It's definitely
it?
A guy.
Oh, you're right. You're
the
right,
guy
you're
at
right.
the gas station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not the kids.
There are kids watching, but a man says, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yep.
That's right. That's right.
There's a video online of that playing for like 9 hours.
Okay. Of course there is.
That guy.
Okay, we each do one. Oh, wait, what?
Dove.
The fuck is that?
Dove.
Dove.
Come to Dove.
The dealer. The
Jewish dealer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's dealing ecstasy with Jackie Jr. And
Mr. Piacosta.
Mr. Piacosta.
Well, dude, gotta marry Piacosta.
Piacosta has my heart. I'm yeah. Definitely, I'll put a ring on that in a heartbeat.
And I guess I'll fuck the guy.
Fuck the oh shit guy?
Said some shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he seems weird. Might have a good time. I mean, yeah, and
he's got some good dirty talk in the bedroom.
And you know, I believe we've established on previous episodes that I have issues with the Hasids. So yeah, I gotta kill the deal. And also, you know, drugs are bad. People, drugs are bad.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I'm on the same page all the time.
Yeah.
With you guys.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is a little metal boyfriend Rolodex.
Ooh, hey.
Oh,
Noah, Tannenbaum, Jackie Jr., or Finn?
Oh, man.
Okay, they're I'm fucking Jackie Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Killing
Spelled new right up top.
I'm fucking yeah. him really good.
Yeah. Mm.
And I'm killing Noah.
That's
and I'm marrying
a hate
Finn.
Crime, my friend.
Not for us.
Yeah. Yeah, not for us.
Well, you're also killing a half black man.
So it's half a hate crime. So it's just
not killing
half
part
just
of
hate. Him. It's just hate. Not a crime. Just hate.
That was mine.
You know what? I'm gonna I stick with that.
You know Jackie Jr. fucks.
Oh, that guy
oh,
fucks.
Yeah.
And Finn, you know, he was
drank
probably,
too
he was
much
probably
fucking
the,
tequila.
He was probably the best boyfriend out of the bunch.
Who, Finn?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You know he's a fucking twerp, but
whatever. Yeah, he's a her, but he's not. He's half a her.
Good guy, good
yeah,
guy,
good guy, yeah. And also like funny and like he deals with the veto situation pretty well.
Yeah,
like you know Noah would have like called his father's lawyers and stuff if Vito did that to him.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, for sure.
Would have been.
I would
such
have loved
a
to see that storyline with Noah.
Would have been great.
Okay,
he goes to the job site.
I should have knocked his dick off.
All right, Janice, Livia, Piomai.
Oh God!
I was trying to get an animal in there.
Yes.
See,
Piomai.
Yeah.
See, obviously, you would want to have sex with Janice. At least I would. Out of the three of these, but it also kind of spells your death. Like marrying or having and or having sex with Janice means you're going to die,
right? But also, fucking or killing Piomai, you might die, right?
Well, yeah,
you kill
true.
Piomai, Tony's gonna kill you.
It's
you
a
fuck Piomai.
Fucking horse.
That's
so
a death.
What?
You kill all of them. You're
that's
gonna
true.
Die.
True.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know. If you kill Livia, you might be okay.
Yeah, that's true.
All right,
Tony
all
was
right,
fluffing
baby.
That pillow.
All right. All right. You know what? I'm having sex with Janice. I'm marrying Piomai and I'm killing Livia.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
that makes
a pretty easy
sense.
One. You got to marry the horse.
Now.
Yeah. What else is that ever going to be said? You got to marry the horse.
Yeah.
I originally had Annalisa in here, but I'll replace her with Valentina. Valentina Gloria Arena. This is a classic.
Mm. All the most beautiful women
having sex with Valentina.
Yep.
I'm marrying Irina and I'm killing Gloria.
Yeesh. Yeesh.
Actually, I might marry Valentina because, like, obviously Gloria is.
But you can't have sex with her. We're
yeah,
watching.
Yeah,
you.
But yeah, Valentina because she is the most independent out of them, really.
Right.
And or
the most stable.
Stable.
Say. Yeah.
Like Gloria is independent, but she's
out of control,
mentally unstable.
Yeah.
Irina is too clingy and like and also mentally unstable.
Right.
Yeah. And also like I don't think I can have sex with Irina after she had Zelman, dude. Ugh, yucky.
Smells like a no problem. Smells like I'd fuck Zelman.
All right, Zelman.
Right, Hunter Scangarello.
I had one with Jess too. I'll add Zelman to Carmela's mom, Christopher's mom, and Zelman. This is my last one.
Ooh. Man. Christopher's mom not looking good in her later years.
She kind of looks like a parrot.
Well,
kind of looks like a bird.
I'm clearly fucking Zelman.
Clearly.
I'm marrying Christopher's mom and I'm killing Carmela's mom.
Really?
She's annoying. The character, you know, she's so good, such a good actress. Like,
yeah, no, she's good.
I hate, like, she's so. She's low, yeah,
really?
Like,
very effective at being.
Yeah.
I thought you said you weren't. Marco Polo?
Yeah. I thought I heard you say that.
You. She says you, right?
Yeah, she says you.
Oh, my God, that's so annoying.
That's my grandmother spoke like that.
Oh, I know. She wouldn't say her H's. It's a thing, probably, yeah.
Huge.
I loved their exchange when they were talking about, we watched Aaron Brockovich, and he was like, I didn't care for it. She's like, what are you talking about?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, just like saying what he thinks. No, that's not what you think. I'm saying what you think.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, kill her.
Anyway.
Kill her.
Nah. I would have sex with her. I would have sex with Carm's mom. Mm. I would marry Zelman, and because you know, homie looks out for you, you know, financially, and you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And sorry, Chrissy's mom.
Yeah.
But you know what? She's in a lot of pain. You're helping her out by killing
her. Also, you could whip Zelman with a belt.
Yeah, definitely.
Dude, that's why I'm fucking him.
Yeah, spells loves
Spellman. No.
Don't. First, you're fucking me. Now you're whipping me with a bell.
Ooh, girl.
Spells crying.
Oh God.
Spells rolls.
There's
up
an
to
image
Zelman's
for you,
place.
Everybody.
All right. I got an abstract one.
All the cannolis in Jersey. You had to eat mine. I was looking forward to that cannoli from Spinelli's.
I got an abstract one. Season 2.
Mm-hmm.
Season 5. Or season 6B.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So 2, 5, 6B.
Yeah.
I'm marrying 5 because it's my favorite. I'm fucking 2 because it's a wild ride. And kill 6B.
I'm really? Fucking 5 because it's my favorite.
notoriously fucks his favorites.
Two different schools of thought. Do you fuck or marry the
dude? You gotta fuck your favorite.
Yeah.
I'm killing season 2 and I'm marrying 6B.
Okay.
Yeah, because okay, so killing the season means it just never exists, right? It's just like kill it, it's dead. Yeah, I think I got
it. Never ends.
Yeah.
You kill it, it never ends.
I always like all the later ones.
Yeah.
You
that's
know?
True.
I guess I would kill,
and I never have to see Bobby die.
Yeah, I would kill 2. I would marry 5 and fuck 6B.
Mm.
Yeah. So no, we all have different answers in this one.
Oh, wow.
Weird. Mm. Strange.
You know you can't fuck or marry or kill a season.
Yeah, no, I know.
You know that, Paul.
Yeah. Well, you could find someone like named Winter. And you could fuck them,
or
marry them, or kill them.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Or you could like.
You shouldn't kill them.
You could fuck the DVD.
Right. Yeah. Yes. That's what I was talking about. Yeah. What do you guys think I was talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? My mom has 6B on DVD, and I'm going home next week. So.
Oh,
so break out the lube.
You're killing.
Couple of nightcaps after dinner, I might get a little.
I thought you said you'd kill 6B.
Yeah, but
he's gonna snap it in half.
Dude, you got to post it on the Instagram when you do it.
So I'll just like
do it for the gram.
I'll be
the
like
fans.
Fucking the air.
Yeah, all you listeners, send us in some vids of you fucking the Sopranos DVDs.
And send
yeah,
us in your fuck, marry, kills. You know, we'd love to hear
if we got anything wrong here. Please let us know.
We just want to take a 1 second at the end of the episode here to shout out Tiger Kid 6, who we called out on a previous episode for giving us a
our one and only one-star review.
One and only one-star review. I believe they said that it wasn't entertaining at all.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
I don't think he listened, to be honest.
I guess our messages weren't open, our DMs weren't open on the Sopranos Twitter, and I saw that a month ago he had responded, like, fuck you.
Oh, he did?
And then so I responded back, like, hey, we were dragging you because we, you know, because you dragged us, and also fuck you. And he promptly apologized.
Yes.
And said he was going to change his review to a 5-star review. So Tiger Kid 6, thank you for changing your mind, you big fat pussy. Thank you very much. I hope you're still listening.
Yeah. No fucking way he is.
Yeah. Probably not.
Well,
not
he's going to be listening now to hear.
He's going to
hear his name.
Because he knows that we brought him up
before.
He
is so into himself.
Yeah, no. And if you go look at all of his, like, reviews, they're all, like, 1-star reviews complaining about shit. So, like,
Tiger Kid 6,
bro,
hey, man, do you want a hug?
Find some joy.
We'll give you a hug.
We'll give you a hug.
Come. No, don't find us, actually.
Please don't.
Hey, Tiger Kid 6, fuck, marry, kill the three of us.
Yeah. Please post that on your review.
Yeah. So, thanks a lot. And you know where to find us. We're at O Sopranos Pod on Twitter and Instagram. You can also email us at osopranospod@gmail.com. I'm at David Feudernick on all socials.
At Joey Spells, Joe Spellman.
At Paul Gullius on Twitter.
Until next time.
Hello.
Don't you recognize your son?